بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. إن شاء الله we will discuss some important masail regarding zakat. First question regarding zakat: upon whom is zakat compulsory? Question: upon whom is zakat compulsory? The answer: zakat is compulsory upon every Muslim who is baligh, sane, and a free person who possesses the nisab amount for an entire lunar year. The answer again: zakat is compulsory upon every Muslim who is baligh, sane, and is a free person who possesses the nisab amount for an entire lunar year. Obviously, being a free person, this relates to that time wherein slavery was rife. It does not necessarily apply today. We also learn from this masala that if a child has some wealth, as long as that child is not baligh, is not mature, and hasn't reached the age of puberty, there is no zakat wajib on the wealth of that child. One common mistake that is observed: many a times a child has wealth and thereafter the child turns baligh. Now, because of neglect on the side of the parents, they either do not educate their children or they do not take the responsibility of ensuring that the child discharges the zakat. Once the child turns baligh, zakat now becomes wajib, becomes compulsory on that wealth of the child. Likewise, many a times, mothers or grandmothers give some jewelry to their children, to their grandchildren, that this they will use when they get married. If the jewelry has been given to a certain child and the child turns baligh, zakat is due on the jewelry as well. Second question regarding zakat: is zakat compulsory on a person who possesses the nisab amount but also has unsettled debts? Question again: is zakat compulsory on a person who possesses the nisab amount but also has some unsettled debts? The answer: the principle of Sharia is, after evaluating one's zakatable assets, one will deduct his liabilities and debts. If the remaining amount reaches the nisab, zakat will be wajib. The answer again: the principle of Shariat is that after evaluating one's zakatable assets, one will deduct his liabilities and debts. If the remaining amount reaches the nisab, zakat will be wajib. Let us take an example. For example, the nisab is 5,000 rands. A person's total zakatable assets are 10,000 rands. His liabilities are 8,000 rands. So 10,000, which is his assets, less his liabilities, which are 8,000, leaves him with a balance of 2,000 rands. 2,000 rands is lesser than the nisab, hence zakat will not be wajib. Another example: the zakat nisab is 5,000 rands. A person's zakatable assets are 10,000 rands. His liabilities are 4,000 rands. So 10,000, which are his assets, minus 4,000, which is his liability, leaves him with a balance of 6,000 rands. 6,000 rands is more than the nisab amount of zakat. Therefore, zakat will be compulsory upon such a person. Inshallah, we will continue.